WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The winter storm in the south is leaving some airports paralyzed.
More than 2,100 flights were canceled yesterday, with Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport scrapping 218 outgoing and 203 inbound flights. Today, it's the Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans and Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, where planes are being held on the ground because of poor weather conditions.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Santa Ana winds whipping up another wildfire in Southern California. More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation warnings as the Houston fire burns north of Los Angeles. The latest government report on unemployment showing 223,000 new claims filed, about 2,000 more than expected. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, and Conclave are among the nominees for Best Picture Oscar this morning. ABC Entertainment correspondent Kelly Carter with one of her favorites.
Best actor, I mean, Timmy Chalamet all the way, right? I think he's probably out there as the lead to take the scent.
This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The man who's accused of setting fire to U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office appeared in court Wednesday, where he was charged with arson, attempted burglary, criminal damage to property, and terrorist threats. 19-year-old Caden Stachowicz of Menasha told police that he started the fire in response to the TikTok ban, which Grothman voted in favor of. Stachowicz is being held on a $500,000 cash bond. He will be back in court on January 30th for his preliminary hearing. Grothman represents the 6th Congressional District. He was first elected in 2014. As the state struggles with a growing unhoused population and a lack of available housing stock, rent prices are expected to continue to rise as well. According to data from the real estate company Zillow, rent prices in Wisconsin are expected to increase at the 12th highest rate of any state this year. Experts say the dramatic increase in the price of a home is pushing more residents toward rental options, and the supply chain issues during the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the pace at which the state was building new housing options to keep prices down. An inmate at Green Bay Correctional Institution faces 23 counts of lewd and lascivious behavior for allegedly exposing himself to female staff members. 47-year-old Zurich Simmons was charged for the incidents that took place between March 21st and June 13th of 2023. The criminal complaint refers to 89 incidents, but some were outside of the statute of limitations. Simmons made his initial court appearance on these charges Wednesday. He has previous convictions for attempted sexual assault of a child, among other charges. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for 7 different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits here for most of the day. Tonight, clear down to 0. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 20. We're back to 32 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will join as we talk with Attorney General Josh Call in the Wisconsin lawsuit against the administration. Also, is the DNC prepared for what's next? Bill Press has thoughts. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You know, I have come to the realization that for the next 4 years, we are going to be dealing with some realities that we really kind of unbelievable, man, and that we really just, you know, aren't used to. These are things that I don't think we'll ever become used to, but we're going to have to learn to deal with them because they're going to be coming every day. And so I was thinking, as, you know, I get a chance to do this show, how do I address what we know is coming? And I was thinking, okay, well, I'm a guy who, you know, likes old movies and, you know, old movie genres and all those things. But then it came to me this morning as I was going through all of these things that are more than questionable that are happening. And so I decided that I'm going to probably every time, you know, from here henceforward, that I'm going to have a discussion about, you know, what's happening that is outlandish. We're going to play this. Calvin, if you please. You have officially entered into the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show. Yeah, it can't be anything but that. What else can it be? When, let me get my politrickster of the day out of the way immediately. We are certainly in the Twilight Zone. So Representative Lauren Boebert, Representative of Colorado, is officially the politrickster of the day. So what did she say? That, you know, that gave her this honor. She said she would offer guided tours of the Capitol to the January 6 rioters who just received a sweeping pardon from President Trump. I'll be the first member of Congress to offer them a guided tour in the Capitol, Boebert said Tuesday, standing outside a Washington, D.C. jail where some defendants were being held, according to footage from NBC News. President Trump signed a pardon yesterday, demanding that they be pardoned, all of them, and released, Boebert said. But now we're waiting on 22 hostages here in the jail, and they're taking their time. What? Hey, man. We've officially entered into the Twilight Zone. Anybody who can be not only insensitive, but really ignorant to what is transpiring in this whole scenario. I listened to one of the officers the last few days who was squeezed between the doors, and you saw him crying for his life. And he was talking about how the people and what they were doing to him. And yet, Lauren Boebert, the politrickster of the day, thinks that that's all right. Never mind that Trump thinks it's all right. She thinks it's all right. So she wants to invite those people, you know, back to the Capitol and take them on a tour. Here's what I, you know, would like to ask. If we're talking about coming together, you know, well, we've got to come together and the election of the Republicans and giving them total control, this is the time that we've all got to work together. And you're seeing this. I'm sorry. Count me out. Count me out. You can't say we're going to work together when we see with our own eyes the things that are going on. And for this woman to be so tone deaf that she can say this in front of the news media. And really, to be quite frank with you, the news media should have ripped her apart. I'm sorry. Well, you know, the news media, we've got to be careful about the things we say, and we don't want to fan the flames. What? Imagine the families of all of those people, you know, who saw what took place on January 6th, and now we're supposed to just let bygones be bygones. Man, that's the Twilight Zone. That's where we are. So get used to that, because every day, from henceforward for the next 4 years, I'm going to play that. Calvin's going to play that. Because, man, that's where we are. We're in We're in a twilight zone, man. And unlike the movie, you know, the show that was a show, this one is real. Hey, good morning to you, Cindy. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, Earl, I've been playing the Twilight theme song for since the beginning of November when I knew that idiot was going to get reelected. So I'm with you. This to me is just like a reality show that is really just gone.
Yeah, but it's not a show.
Well, I know it's real. That's what it feels like right to me. Like it just isn't. It can't be real. This is just too bad. It just can't be real. And it's just so awful. And this, I'm telling you, is going to be the four darkest years in the history of the United States. And people, I just don't understand how they found anything of value in this freaking idiot.
You know, Cindy, it's not only that. You know, you've got, you know, Robert F. Kennedy. And so 20,000 doctors, American doctors are warning that the confirmation of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Department of Health and Human Services Secretary would be hazardous to our children's health. 20,000 doctors, Cindy. And yet, Trump still wants Robert F. Kennedy, you know, to run the Department of Health and Human Services. What is that if it's not the Twilight Zone? So you dismiss 20,000 medical doctors, Cindy, who are warning us that our children's health is at stake if this man becomes, you know, the heads of the Department of Health and Human Services, and yet, you know, our Republican congressmen and senators are going to support him anyway? What is that?
Well, you get what you vote for, Earl, and we're going to get it to us now.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Although Kennedy may try to deny previous controversial statements or claims, he is simply calling for more research. Kennedy's conspiracy theorist record speaks for itself. These are 20,000 doctors. He has actively embraced an agenda that would reverse decades of progress in dramatically reducing disease, thereby putting children at risk and damaging systems that protect our communities. These are doctors. So for heaven's sakes, 855-752-4842. You know, we're gonna talk a little bit more about Robert F. Kennedy, guys. Hang on the phone lines, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While President Donald Trump's January 6th pardons and executive orders have dominated the news, state legislatures have been hard at work on both pro-voter and anti-voter legislation. Democracy legislation tracker Voting Rights Lab counts 432 election bills pending in 32 states, with 100 of those bills restricting voter access, while 205 expand it. The Wisconsin Senate and Assembly have approved Senate Joint Resolution 2, which would put a proposed voter ID constitutional amendment before voters in November. A Pew Research survey found 81% of Americans support a requirement for government-issued ID to vote, despite its impact on the poor, disabled, and elderly. A New York Senate committee moved three pro-voter bills forward, authorizing county voting centers in addition to local precincts and requiring the state to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, to help keep its voter rolls clean. Another bill would criminalize spreading misleading election information intended to suppress the vote. An Arizona Senate committee endorsed SB 1011, making changes to mail-in early voting rules, including when and where ballots may be returned. The Virginia House approved a constitutional amendment to automatically restore rights to people formerly incarcerated for felonies. We'll be following all these bills in the months to come. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, you are officially in the Twilight Zone. So every day that I'm on the air between now and if I'm still around 4 years from now, you will hear me as we enter during this presidency, that we will be entering into the Twilight Zone, because the things that are going on certainly, you know, are unbelievable, and they're certainly happening. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, Earl, this is what I say, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm saying for all the mental health for all the Democrats that didn't vote for Trump. I'm not talking about the Democrats that didn't independents, but I say accept it, join us, embrace it.
Hey, Gary.
Move on.
Hey, Gary. Over 60% of the American people don't want to embrace what just transpired with releasing 1,500 criminals. Okay, so, you know, they're not going to embrace it. The majority of the American people disagree with that decision, Gary. So, and then when you say it doesn't matter, you guys just embrace it. They're not going to embrace it because it's not right. What happened is wrong, man. There's a right and a wrong in the world, and that's a wrong decision.
Earl, some of those people that hit police officers should spend a year or two in prison, and most of them did.
Hey, Gary, not a year or two. Gary doesn't get to decide that it should be a year or two. The judges and the jury decides. Okay? Go ahead.
All those judges that the people that were arrested during the riots of 2020, those people, do you think that they got 22 years for hitting a cop in the face with a brick or a
Hey, Gary, here's what I'm going to do. Hang on a second. Let me bring Tom from West Dallas on to have a discussion with you. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Gary is saying that we should just get over it and get on board with them. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, I kind of believe, that there's no way. If that was your family member who got hit in the face with a brick, that's attempted murder, and you wanted to spend a year or two, those people trashed, destroyed our capital. They tried to overthrow our government so we get what we have now, which is a dictatorial dictatorship. We got Muscolini there saluting Nazis. We got a weather girl here in Milwaukee got fired because she called out him on that. I had relatives. Now, man, I never knew them. They died in World War II fighting the Nazis. My father spoke so well of his two brothers who passed, who got killed by Nazis. And we're out there, and now you're saying that we should just accept this? I will not accept anything in this country that puts those people in any kind of good light. There are no good people on that side. This is not the USA. This is not World War II Germany.
Not
1933.
Hang on, Tom. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, first of all, Tom, I never said anything about accepting the fact that somebody threw a brick in a cop's face. That's what happened during the riot.
No, Gary, what they did was took poles and beat cops with them.
But I didn't say anything about bricks or bottles.
Well, okay, I know, but whether they were beaten with a stick or a pole, it's the same thing, man.
Those the guys that beat should be prosecuted. I have no problems. But the little ladies walking through.
Little ladies walking through did not get locked up, Gary.
No, but they're facing fines and they're facing jail time, and now that's all gone. So they all got their pardons, and that's the way it should be. Some of the people.
Hey, Gary, that's not the way it should be, okay? Because that's not the way it is for every other American. Tom, you want to respond to that quickly?
Well, exactly. There's a riot going on, and we got little old ladies walking through the Capitol. Come on, get serious here. These people got arrested. There's video proof of what they did. The judge, the jury, they all saw what these people did. And if it was my family or it was your family who got hurt like that or was involved in that, they deserve everything they got. And to have Trump there, let them free, is just a slap in the face, and it's a double standard.
Hey, Tom, thank you. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much. And all of you guys, hang on, because we're going to continue with this because, again, you're officially in the Twilight Zone. On the Earl Ingram Show.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wheel taxes are not unheard of. Many municipalities, such as Oshkosh and Appleton, use them to fund road work and public works projects. Shawano County is now considering a $20 per year wheel tax for residents. This would be over and above the $40 wheel tax fee that the city of Shawano already charges. Shawano County would join 13 other counties, including Portage and Marathon, and 38 municipalities that charge wheel tax fees. The county board will vote on the proposal next month. Even as residents see neighboring states implement increased wage floors, Wisconsin's minimum wage will remain at $7.25 per hour, or $2.33 per hour for tipped workers. With the start of the new year, neighboring Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan have all announced increases to their minimum wages, including tipped workers. In Wisconsin, however, the minimum wage has not increased since 2009. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data also shows the 2009 minimum wage change would be equivalent to nearly $11 today if it kept up with inflation. Students at Fox Valley Technical College who face food insecurity can now get healthy, fresh food from refrigerated lockers. Beth Burns is the Vice President of Student Success at Fox Valley, and she says the service is possible because of a grant that Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin received.
We love to partner with organizations like Feeding America that can provide the support that possibly we are not the experts in.
The food lockers are an extension of Fox Valley Technical College's existing food pantry, but provide an anonymous and accessible alternative for students. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Abbott Elementary, which should include everyone, will be excited to hear that the show has been renewed for a fifth season. News comes on the heels of good winter ratings and a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that drew over 8 million viewers. The show is about an underfunded inner-city Philadelphia public school and has great laughs. Abbott Elementary airs Wednesday nights at 7:30 on ABC. Star Wars might be about to get a little more dreamy. Sure, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy is on board to helm, and people seem happy with the script. But it's the rumors that Ryan Gosling will lead the cast that's gotten everyone excited. If Gosling signs on, the film will start principal photography very soon, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In other Star Wars news, The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed to theaters summer of 2026. Anyone else having trouble keeping these films straight? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits here for most of the day. Tonight, clear down to zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 20. We're back to 32 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Trump threatened to imprison local police if they do not help the feds with his deportation raids. I fought back when Trump tried to do this the last time. We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the Twilight Zone. If you're just joining us, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, where we are with this, and we're in the early stages of this. And so, you know, and I got to thinking, man, you know, I love the Twilight Zone, man, you know. I still watch all of those old late 1950s, early 1960s Twilight Zone episodes. I mean, that's where we are. Only it's real. We are in the Twilight Zone. And so from this point forward, as I'm sitting here watching Daniel Hodges, the D.C. police officer assaulted on January 6th, and he's telling his story about how close he came to death. And, you know, and yet we're having people say, well, it wasn't so bad. You know, the people paid the price. They were in jail for 2 years. They beat this man half to death, police officer. And I'm watching him right now, and, you know, and clearly he's not what he was. And he was in a place that was supposed to be sacred and safe. Let's stop acting like that wasn't what occurred. Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to CJ. CJ, good morning. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Well, what I say, it took Martha's Vineyard for the Democrats to care about illegal immigration.
Hey, CJ, I'm not talking about illegal immigration, okay? You know, we're talking about this. Now, if you want to talk about that, you know, then you should wait until I'm talking about that, okay? This is what we're talking about. Phone lines are full and people are waiting to talk about that. You're not changing the subject.
Okay, but you're in denial because in 2020, 60,105 police officers were assaulted. 40 were killed.
So, Gary, hang on a second. CJ, hang on a second. Hey, Mark, you want to talk to CJ?
Oh, good Lord. The people in the BLM protest, if they committed crimes, they were arrested and prosecuted and jailed. The only person that has shown any quality at all is the woman who refused Trump's pardon. These people, once they went beyond the barricades, they're in violation of the law. Period. Beyond the barricades, that's before they even entered into the Capitol. This nonsense that, oh, they were just peaceful protesters, and most of them were just peaceful protesters. Their act alone of breaching the barricades was an act of violence against the people of this country. I mean, I just saw today, posted today, that some was posting, well, in 2011, the Wisconsin State Capitol was just about, you know, the windows were busted and the doors were taken off their hinges. And that was just utter nonsense because I was there. I worked a block away from that building. I mean, it is just this nonsense, this Yeah, indeed we have entered the twilight zone. It's like the Rush's 2112 B-side, the twilight zone. An orange faced man has stepped up to greet us. Well, we don't know what the hell he's got in store for us. I mean, it is just this nonsense of releasing these criminals, because some of these people are going to go and attack the people that turned them in. I mean, there's people that are living in fear right now because they did their duty and turned in the criminals, and now their lives are at risk because Donald Trump did this.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. CJ?
This is going to be a very long 4 years for you gentlemen, but this is peace through strength.
So where is peace through strength about releasing those people, man?
Because what did January 6th committee do? They destroyed 10,000 hours of video evidence. They destroyed and Biden. Why do they?
Hey, CJ, hang on a second. Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, you want to talk to CJ?
Yes, I do. CJ, the Constitution, that's what we abide by. He's broken the Constitution clearly twice. Maybe a third time. Just justify that, CJ, if you know the Constitution. I'll hang up.
CJ?
Well, your party picks and chooses what laws you want to enforce. And it's evident every day you want to, that these mayors want to protect illegal.
Hey, CJ, you're changing the subject. The question is about the people that he released.
Well, how about the pardon?
No. How about you respond to the people who he released, who we saw what they did, man? And many American people, many of these people who are calling are in total disagreement with you. And Donald Trump and others who think that this was just a walk in the park, man.
Well, you say we saw what they did. No, they destroyed the evidence, Earl. January 6th committee.
What evidence? CJ, I see the beatings that took place on the news every day. What evidence did they destroy?
You only see what they want you to see.
Oh,
they destroyed evidence.
What evidence? What evidence? What evidence did they destroy, CJ?
Well, do I have to repeat?
Yes.
Myself?
What evidence? Showing what, CJ?
Documents.
Showing what?
Documents and video.
Showing what?
From the Capitol.
I know, but showing what?
100 cameras.
Hey, CJ, what were those cameras showing that they destroyed the evidence on?
This is going to be a long 4 years for you guys. And,
thank you very much for the call. We are officially in the twilight zone. Mary from Tulsa, good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Back to this unbelievable twilight zone that we're unfortunately in. And I could offer another take on where we're at. I'm the caregiver of a beloved family member challenged with a psychiatric diagnosis. Some time ago in Milwaukee, an RN offered a program called How to Enter the World of Psychosis. And this was for family members to help them try to understand symptoms and mind challenges. And so for leaders who might not be affected by psychosis, as some of them who are obviously are, throw in the element of maybe addiction to wealth and power or even pure evil. And so importantly, in terms of actions that we need to take now that we've kind of like identified the problem, I personally am looking for strong and committed pro-democracy advocates, civic media being primary among them, along with many others. I plan on joining and supporting them, and this gives me hope and optimism for standing up to this atrocity that we're unfortunately living with. Thanks for your address.
Hey, Mary, thank you. Thank you, as always. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Yeah, I just want to comment on CJ and Gary's comments. all they talk about is illegal immigrants. Like, these are the people that are causing the problem. You know, they need to be looking at the wealthy people that are making trillions of dollars, and they really don't care about CJ or Gary. I don't know why they think they're in that class of people, because they're not. And ask them again, did their eggs go down? Did the eggs come down? Did our economy get better? All they're worried about is illegal immigrants who put up homes everywhere, who milk cows, who do all the work that Gary and CJ don't want to do. So I'd like to see what they have to say about the real things that matter to real people, not about illegal immigrants, because that's all they want to talk about. And if they have clips about the White House being attacked that we didn't see, well, that's great. But what we did see is what they did. And I don't know why they're living in this dream world, but they better wake up, because they're going to come down just like the rest of us if they don't. And that's all I have to say, Earl.
Hey, Ann, you said a mouthful. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You're up next.
Hi, good morning. Listening to Gary and listening to CJ only confirms what I have already said in the past about people, they're brainwashed. They believe in the propaganda, and they don't do the things that they should be doing. Now, me, myself, and my family, this is the week of kindness. We started it off on Saturday, giving food, dishing out food to the poor people. We went on Monday to the Capitol, and we listened to the governor and people talk about Martin Luther King, because it was Martin Luther King's day. We celebrated him, and then we went and we collected coats and we collected hats and boots for our underprivileged school in Kenosha that have 400 children, and we're so proud of this. We collected over 110 coats alone, 740 pieces of mittens, boots, and other clothing for these underprivileged children. This is what we do. This is what Democrats do. This is what woke people do. We weren't out buying fancy dresses. We weren't having big dinners. What we were doing was what was necessary to help the poor people of this country. And if CJ and Gary think that letting these men who actually beat up 140 some officers and five officers died, and allowing these people out of a jail is proper, well, then I think they have to go and look at themselves and their value systems. Because if they think that is supporting the blue, that's a far, far cry from supporting the blue.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, Susan. Guys, hang on, 855-752-4842. You're officially, you know, in the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, it's Amanda, and this is your new WISCO 411, giving you all the details on what's going on in the Valley and Greater Green Bay area. Like having fun, but for a great cause. Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the 602 Club on Law Street in Appleton, you can hang out with artists like Randall Bullock, Ian Moore, Gold Standard, Amelia Ford, and Tyler SJ with the Mission We Hear You benefit concerts. All proceeds go towards purchasing winter coats for the housing insecure. Here. For more details and other events, head to WISS.FM and click events.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You're officially in the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right back to the phone lines. And I think next up was Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I think it was a disgrace. You know, the Republican Party do all this talk about we back the blue. You see the signs everywhere. We back the blue. We back the blue. They don't back the blue. Because if so, everybody would be out in the outrage. It may be one or two Republican politicians that have come out and said that it was not okay. But the rest of them are scared to say anything about it. You can't get them on record saying that what he did was wrong. And I don't know where CJ gets these numbers at. Not a single protester during the Black Lives Matter protest killed a police officer. He said 40 officers were killed during Black Lives Matter protests. He's like Trump. He just throws things in the air and hope it'll stick. You know, this man came in talking about he was going to do all this great stuff. He hasn't done anything except for it's been 4 days of straight chaos. You're letting people go that beat cops.
Hey, Charles, you know, that's because we're officially in the Twilight Zone. Don from Milwaukee. Don, you're up.
We are in the Twilight Zone. you wonder why I call this guy from Sussex Scary Gary. I mean, Anytime we should embrace criminals that destroy government properties, look, when, doesn't he realize criminals don't think like normal people think? There's something wrong with them people. And God help us, we're the next 4 years, if we survive, you're letting the criminals take charge. This is unbelievable.
Well, that's all I got to say. Well, you know, Don, you can't just say criminals. are those people who live in the central city of Milwaukee. Thank you very much for the call. Up next, we've got Tom from L.A. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, Earl. Number one, we have the biggest criminal in the White House already, a convicted criminal. His name is Donald J. Trump. Second, Gary, you and your Judeo-Christian values, and CJ, I don't know what you're what Twilight Zone you're living in, but they had a guy who had been charged also for child pornography. You had a guy in these 1,500 people that were granted a pardon. You had a guy that was on the dark web, made $1 billion off of fentanyl. Where is the outrage? You guys call up here for the last 3 years talking about fentanyl and talking about drugs and talking about all this stuff. And now all of a sudden you're silent and the guys that got let off? Go research a little bit. I know it's a little tough. But you're always looking for your right-wing talking points every day, CJ. And Gary, I'm sorry you hit your head on the bottom of the pool.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Al, you say what?
Good morning. You forgot the message that I gave you a couple of weeks ago. Number one, in order to get to all of the money that they're trying to get to, they have to eliminate people. Now, by cutting the Medicare and all of that, all they're trying to do is eliminate people to get to those funds and Social Security. But the biggest issue is what you're talking about today. What are they planning for 4 years from now? They're planning to do exactly what they were trying to do in the first place, which was prevent Trump from being put out of office. This is the beginning of doing that again, but they have a plan to make sure that they have the people in place to make it happen. When they threatened to kill the vice president if he went through with the constitutional outline of what's supposed to be, that told you right then and there. And now he's not planning on coming out of office again.
Hey, Al, thank you, man. We're in the Twilight Zone. Ron from Milwaukee, you got the last of it. You say what?
Yeah. Twilight Zone. CJ's recirculating this nonsense that all of the thousands of hours of texts and videos and documents produced by the January 6th investigative committee have been destroyed. He never cites a reference. You can't.
No, I can't, man.
It's all passed along in this chain circle. This it's actually a circular firing squad where these people are all shooting themselves with bad ideas and no facts. We saw it. It's this.
Yes.
The police saw it. The police, and I mean,
a blind person could see it
all over again.
A blind person saw it.
Yeah. It's criminal to let out an Oath Keeper leader who now can go out and buy a gun again and has already threatened to get his revenge.
And not only that, the Proud Boy leader is up in Washington, D.C., meeting with Congress and the Senate, man. He was facing 22 years. We're in the Twilight Zone, man. All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Calvin. Couldn't do it without you. And more than anything else, can't do it without you, the audience. Up next, Jane Madnett, Greg Bott, Madnett on air. See you guys on tomorrow.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio joins us to talk about President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. Also, this shouldn't be a thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Mino and the Mayor.
Landon Jones, his commercial is a semifinalist for Doritos and could air during the Super Bowl.
I was sitting on the couch. I was eating some Doritos. I just had one in my hand. I was looking at it. Well, what if my hand got bigger? And then I was like, okay, well, what would happen if I ate it? Okay, the head would get bigger. And then, you know, I kind of went down the rabbit hole.
Man, that's funny.
I wonder if it would work there.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Firefighters are battling the Hughes Fire north of Los Angeles. The wildfire, fueled by dry conditions, has burned 16 square miles and forced about 50,000 evacuations or warnings. Portions of Interstate 10 in Louisiana and Florida remain closed due to snow cover this morning. The storm dumped record snow across the Gulf Coast, giving way to frigid below freezing temperatures this morning. There's been a little more slippage in the job market.
In the week just ended, 223,000 first-time jobless claims were filed, about 2,000 more than analysts were anticipating. The biggest increases came from Michigan, California, and Texas. The number of Americans actually receiving benefits is up to 1.9 million, an increase of 46,000 from the mid-month reading.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The 2025 Academy Award nominations announced this morning. The Netflix narco musical about trans identity Emilia Perez led with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. This is ABC News.